This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Tig. Hey.
You know what's happening in 2 days?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you tell them.
Our streaming show.
Yeah, where I'm going to cut your hair.
Yeah, you are going to cut my hair, and I'm going to hot roll your hair.
Mine.
I'm going to give you braided pigtails and whatever else I can do. I'm going to put a bunch of hairspray in there.
Oh, no. That is March 23rd, so this is Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. It's in 2 days.
Yeah. At 6 p.m. Pacific.
Is that right? 2 days?
Oh, it's on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. There's no way to know.
There's no possible way to know.
Get your tickets now, all right?
Yes, because it's on Wednesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. Pacific, and you can go to loopedlive.com.
And we will we'll leave it available for 48 hours, I think. Like, if you can't see it the night that it streams, you can still buy it and it'll be available to watch for 2 days.
And you can see our faces.
And our hairdos.
And our hairdos. Tig, shall we get right into it today?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. It's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. I don't want to spill any beans, but we do get sidetracked from time to time. So, ladies and jerks, welcome to Undercurrent, the disappearance of Kim Wall.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
I wish everyone could see you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And hey, Cheryl, hey.
Hey, Tig, hey.
I really do wish everyone could see you.
Well, I'm having problems with my glasses today.
Do you want to explain?
Well, the lens fell out, and so I had to tape it in.
But she has tape in the center of the glasses, like how an actual nerd wears glasses.
Well,
why do you suppose? No, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, like, why, how nerds got the reputation for having tape in the middle of their glasses. But I guess that's, you know, where they're vulnerable. The glasses. So I guess that's where they break, and then you have to tape them together.
Right. But I mean, I wear glasses all the time.
Yeah.
I've never had to put tape in the middle right above my nose. So why is it that nerds, like they're just reading their glasses off and they explode? Yeah. What happens?
Well, in the case of these glasses, they were in a bag, like just loose, you know. I mean, when you put your glasses in a bag, do you like put them in a little container?
Well, I don't put them in a bag. I just hang them on my shirt or stick them in a pocket or something. But truly like $2 glasses from CVS.
Yeah. I mean, these are like $25 glasses.
Okay.
But still readers, you know. But I keep trying to buy ones that are like girly so nobody else
thinks you're a man.
But then people use them and then they get broken, and the next thing you know, I have to tape them together. and look like a fool.
Wait, what do you mean you get girly glasses so no one will want to use them?
Well, it's like suitcases. There's a lot of guys in my house, so I have to buy. Uh-huh. Like when I buy a suitcase, I try to make it pink or gold or something that might be emasculating for somebody, but it doesn't stop them.
I see. But that still doesn't explain why nerds always have tape.
You know why? Because I think they're very, I'm generalizing, which you should never do about people, but I think they're probably very practical people. So if their glasses break, they feel like, oh.
Cheryl, but why are nerds' glasses always breaking?
Well, maybe nerds' glasses are more involved when you have to replace them.
Mm.
I mean, yours, you just go up to the CVS and get new ones. But if you're a
but
nerd.
But mine never break like that.
Wee, wee, wee. You're really starting out with a braggadocious alert. Well,
I know.
I guess you're very careful with your glasses.
I put them in my pocket.
But remember the movie The Jerk? It's an old movie. But remember they, Carl Reiner? Somebody in the movie came up with the glasses grabber, like a little thing in the middle of your glasses that you would use to put your glasses on and off with, but it made everybody cross-eyed when they used it. And that's how I feel right now because it's very distracting. All I can do is want to look at this glob of tape in the middle of my butt.
How do you think I feel? I mean, truly.
I mean, I could take it off and just see if the lens falls out.
No.
But, I mean, I'm not trying to impress you.
And you're not. It's not working. I'm thankful that this wasn't all to blow my mind.
Hopefully by our live
Nobody
show.
Has ever looked the way you do right now Thank and you. Said, I'm not trying to impress you.
And have to say it out loud.
Right.
No, but by the time our live show comes around, I should have, you'll either see these or... Maybe I'll have a new pair. I don't know.
Do you think people are still listening to this episode? Oh, going for a drink.
I really hope none of this makes it in. Because it's not interesting. Yes, I have tape on my glasses. It's not a big deal.
It'll all make it in.
No, please don't. I think we should get right into... I mean, it's a sad story.
It's very dark. You familiar? Dark. I guess tell us what it is.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is.
Tell the people.
So today we're talking about Undercurrent, the disappearance of Kim Wall. It's a two-part documentary that premiered in 2022. The documentary is directed by Aaron Lee Carr, who previously directed Britney versus Spears. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Which we watched. And Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. Ooh.
Ooh.
Did we talk about Mommy, Dead, and Dearest? Yeah.
Yes.
That was brutal, too.
Yeah.
And the film focuses on the story of journalist Kim Wall, who goes missing soon after boarding a private submarine piloted by an eccentric Danish inventor. Undercurrent is available to watch on HBO and HBO Max. Ooh. All right.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh.
Were you familiar with this story?
No, not at all. Were you?
No. It's crazy when something can be such a big news story and...
And how did we not?
And then you don't know about it.
How did we not know about it?
I mean, sure, it was in Sweden, but it still feels like it's a crazy enough story where word should be getting around.
Yeah.
I'm still not listening to the news aside or watching the news or reading the news aside from listening to a daily 5-minute podcast. In fact, this morning, Stephanie was talking about daylight savings time.
Oh, had you not heard about it?
I didn't know. I didn't know it had happened because I'm traveling and so I'm flying places and I'm changing time zones and I just, whatever,
you
know,
it's like,
okay, it's 9 o'clock. Sure. I believe that.
Yeah.
So I'm out of the loop, but.
You are out of the loop. You know what hurts? David Light Savings Time? Daylight Savings Time in Las Vegas.
That hurts?
It hurts because... So you think you get to sleep till 10, but you don't. You're up at 9 and you have to check out of your little hotel room and get all your chips, you know, cashed out.
Did you party hard in Vegas?
You know, I wasn't like...
You partied medium.
Yes. I partied medium. I did a lot.
What'd you do?
I went to see Brad Paisley.
You know I love Brad Paisley.
God, everybody loves Brad Paisley. That guy.
He's so good.
What can't he do? And we've talked about his guitar playing. And so we saw him just an acoustic. It was just him and a guitar.
Okay.
And he sang songs. And we went backstage and said hi. And my brother and sister-in-law and my nephew. And we just had a ball. And my nephew, Jackson, was sitting next to us. And he knew every song of every word of every song. And he was singing it pretty loudly, and I guess the woman in front of him was impressed with his singing skills and wanted to get a selfie with him.
Wow.
Although I think...
Imagine how she would have felt if she met Brad Paisley.
Oh, I can't. Can you imagine? She was just happy to see the kid behind her singing. Yeah. So that was fun. And then on Saturday night, we went to see Brad Garrett do stand-up at his club in the MGM Grand Hotel, which was really fun. He's crazy.
And he performed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he?
And was his show funny?
It was really funny. I mean, he loves to offend people.
And do you think he's funnier than me? Who do you think's funny?
Apples and oranges. Apples and
oranges. Who do you think's funnier? Who do you think's
apples
funnier?
Apples and oranges.
Who is funnier?
You know, life isn't about competing.
Do you think I'm funny?
Yes, I think you're funny.
Do you like my stand-up?
Yes, I enjoy your stand-up.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think I'm funnier than him?
Have you ever seen him?
No.
Okay. Well, then when you see him, then you tell me what you think. Okay. I don't like to compare. I'm like the Sean Penn of talent.
Sean Penn?
Yeah. Isn't it Sean Penn that doesn't want to go to the Oscars if he's nominated because he's like, oh, you shouldn't be comparing people's talents? Or am I crazy?
I guess. Somebody called me the Frances McDormand of stand-up comedy the other day.
That's a nice compliment, I think.
I guess. I was just saying how I don't really need to hang out at bars or comedy clubs. And
you don't need the accolades. You don't need people coming up to you and telling you you're so great.
Or just being submerged in the stand-up world, you know. I came up in it, but now it's like I'm doing it and I need to get home to my life and my family.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you're like the Frances McDormand of stand-up.
Yeah. She doesn't care if she's in Us Magazine.
No.
No, Frances doesn't.
Are you saying I'm not going to be in Us Magazine?
Have you ever been in Us Magazine?
I don't know.
You would know. Somebody would text you.
I didn't even know it was...
a magazine? You know what my mom
calls it? I didn't even know it was daylight savings time.
That's true. My mom calls it the U.S. magazine. I'm always...
like it's all of U.S. news.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's just us.
That's funny.
And she also, I think I've told you this before, she calls 9/11 when 911 happened. It's like, okay.
Well. When 911 happened.
Like, okay.
Has she not talked to other humans?
It doesn't matter. She's got her own system. She's got her own language.
All I know is your friend Brad has never invited me to perform at his club.
I'm sure he would love to have you at his club. Would you like me to set that up?
I don't know if that is the case.
I
if he
that's
would love to have me, then why hasn't my phone rung? Okay.
I'm gonna
What?
Well, I was going to say, I'll text him. And then I thought, well, I could text him now. But then I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
Well, that sounds like he maybe wouldn't love to have me.
I know he would. I know he would. I know
he would. It's fine.
When I was gambling, I did play some blackjack. But this guy comes up and he said, do people tell you you look exactly like Chelsea Handler? And I said, I've heard that before. And he...
Have you?
And yeah. And then he leans in and he goes, are you Chelsea Handler? I said, no, I'm not. And he said, are you sure? I said, I promise you.
That is hilarious. Oh, my
gosh. He did not believe me. I know he didn't.
How is it that you look like Chelsea Handler?
You don't see it?
No. You see it?
I mean, we're both blonde ladies.
Okay.
I don't know. I could see a similarity.
Okay.
That and Julie Bowen, people used to really think I look like Julie Bowen.
I can see it more with Julie Bowen.
I think because you're too close to Chelsea.
We are so tight.
Super close.
We are super rarely close. Apart. I mean, I came up with Chelsea in the stand-up world.
Yeah.
But
you drifted.
I would say we've drifted. Sure. Yeah.
It happens.
It happens.
It happens.
We're living through it. Who cares?
I get it.
Who cares? I'm not tight with Chelsea. I'm not afraid to say it. We drifted.
We drifted. It happens to people
so
all the
what?
Time.
So what? Chelsea needs to get over it.
She's got to get on with her life. She needs to move on.
Okay. Our early open mic days. They're done,
you.
Chelsea. Chelsea, if you are listening,
over it, Chelsea.
You get over to, our open mic days.
You've got to move on to something else. Tig, I feel like we have to talk about this.
I've moved on to the next closest thing to Chelsea Handler, and that is Cheryl Hines. Okay? If I can't be close to Chelsea Handler, I'm going to be close to Cheryl Hines. And we have to take a break now, and we will get back
to the undercurrent,
to this documentary.
Right after this.
We will be back. Right after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back.
Okay, so no more kidding around.
You know, we're probably kidding around a lot because we kid around a lot on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And there's I feel a sense of delaying having to get into,
it's
get
a little
into
dread.
This intensity
yeah.
because
it's not funny.
Well, a lot of documentaries that we cover aren't necessarily funny.
A lot
funny.
Of documentaries aren't funny. Have you noticed?
Yeah. yeah
As a matter of fact,
funny.
It's mostly murder, cults.
Did someone just club you in the stomach?
I don't know why that came out like that, but
Colts.
What else do we cover a lot? Actors or musicians that make it big and then they have a drug problem and then they hit bottom.
Yeah, stuff isn't funny. And so you
funny.
And I end up talking about everything but. So
yes. Okay, but
let's
I'm
get
gonna,
into it. Let's
we'll,
get into
we'll
it.
Tell people what this is.
All right.
Kim Wall was an adventurous and passionate journalist who really loved her work. Mm-hmm. She attended Columbia and wrote for The Guardian, New York Times, The Atlantic, and other major publications. And in 2017, Kim was living in Copenhagen with her boyfriend and was in love. And she was, you know, hustling, getting freelance work. And then a story about her disappearance broke when the nation's largest privately owned submarine, the Nautilus, went missing on August 10th, 2017.
How many privately owned submarines are there?
That's what I was thinking when I was watching this. I was like, can anybody just build a submarine and then...
Well, that's what the whole movie was showing, is you could just do whatever you want. Like,
build
just
a rocket?
Build
a
rocket
submarine
ship.
And just get out
yeah,
there.
Get out there.
Which was also weird because, I mean, this took place in 2017. So when they're talking about, oh, we didn't know where the submarine was. It's like, really? Nobody saw a submarine?
Well, it's submerged.
By the way, this is ridiculous. When I was in high school, I remember going out on a date. My uncle said, oh, are you guys going to watch the submarine races? I was like, well, I don't know what that means. And he said, well, are you going to Lake Ella? Because that's where people went to make out in Tallahassee. And I said, yeah, we are going to Lake Ella.
Because you had plans to make out?
You know, you sit in the car and, yeah, you make out. And he said, oh, but you're going to watch the submarine races. Would you know what that means? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything other than there are no submarine races in Lake Ella. But how would you know who's winning a submarine race because they're both underwater? You get it?
I do. I just...
Well, anyway, so when your boys get bigger, you can say, oh, are you going to watch the submarine races? But then for a moment, I thought maybe there were actual submarines in this lake that I didn't know about, that maybe you could watch submarine races.
Well, I mean, I would assume if somebody was talking about submarine races that you'd see that little top
part.
Yeah,
the little periscope.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking. Like neck and neck, the periscopes go across the lake.
I mean, I get the joke, but I'm also like, I could see it happening.
I would like to see the...
Yeah. I would say get new material. Now, to go back to making out.
Yeah.
What do you consider making out?
Well, that's anything from, I'd say, French kissing to, well, if you're going to Lake Ella, you're just going to do like first and second base. Nobody's like doing major.
So first and second base is kissing. And what is second base?
Feeling up. Feeling up over the clothes.
That's second base. It's not under the clothes.
No, I think between second and third base is under the clothes.
So like second and a half base?
Yeah, when you're rounding second.
Then you
that's
go
when
under
you're going
the clothes?
In.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is third base?
You know, that's when you're touching parts. Right?
I don't know. I've just
Have you
heard
never
people,
used this? You've never.
I've heard people use making out. And then some people think of it as just kissing, and then other people... I didn't know where, what base is
What's
no longer making
well,
out.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to have sex with somebody, you're not saying, oh, we made out all night.
Okay, but until making you out, have you sex, should... then it's making out?
Yes. But if you're between third and home, it's that's you can't call it making out anymore.
Okay, I've heard it. I've heard it in different ways.
I mean,
ways.
That's something else. That's like, yeah, what do you say? Nobody says fooled around anymore. I sound like I'm 100.
Well, I was going to say around. People in the villages are fooling around. There's a lot of fooling
There's
around.
A lot of national headlines being made at the villages. All right. We're going to get right back into, we're getting back on track to this very sad story.
Yeah.
So this guy, Peter Madsen. Mm-hmm. He was an eccentric inventor and pretty much a celebrity there in that region, known for designing and building extreme machines like submarines and rockets.
Mm-hmm.
So people were excited about him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it takes a lot. Listen, I was going to say it takes big balls to build a rocket. But I don't know.
Why do you always bring that
balls.
In?
I don't. But it takes a lot of... belief in yourself? What's that called? Confidence. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of confidence to say, I'm going to build a submarine. And then I'm going to go in a submarine.
I don't think I could do that.
Why? No, I couldn't do it.
Why?
Why couldn't I build a submarine?
Well, no. I was saying I couldn't go in a submarine.
Oh, no. I don't want to go in a submarine either.
I think, you know,
well,
after
you
I was locked,
for sure.
Yeah. After I was locked in that bath. Is that what you're bringing up?
Yeah. When we found out that you're really claustrophobic.
Yeah. Because I'm starting to struggle with elevators and airplanes now.
You need to get into therapy stat.
Yeah. I'm like having real
anxiety
freak out moments. Yeah. Yeah.
And what is it? Is it like, oh, no, I'm going to be stuck here and I can't.
I'll be in an elevator, like the doors will close and I'll just be a normal person in an elevator. Okay. And then a second later, I think, okay, what if those doors don't open? And then I start to think, okay, would I be okay? And then I'm like, a second later, I'm like, I would not be okay. I would not be. I start like, I just want the doors to open.
I think you would be okay. I'm just letting you know this.
I know. And I was going to be okay in the bathroom when I got locked in there. But I can't rationally.
A submarine.
It's bad. But yeah, I need, and I actually did reach out to my therapist and I'm going to talk to her. But anyway, when I think of going into a submarine, oh, hell no.
I'm not claustrophobic, but even like when last few times I went scuba diving, mm-hmm. if you go too far down, it just feels like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. What if something happens with this cord that's giving me oxygen?
And yeah.
It just is a lot. Oh, no, I guess you don't have a cord. You have a the thing on your back. But it's just, it's.
your story is starting to fall apart.
It's too much. I don't like the idea. I don't believe that it can get back up.
Do you wear those nerdy glasses when you scuba dive?
These glasses, by the way, my tape is coming off.
Oh,
it's
no.
not even good Now I know why they, is it usually like black, like a wad of black tape they have? This is just like scotch tape.
White tape. It's usually white tape.
That's what I need. It's athletic tape.
You know, with that tape on there, mm-hmm. your glasses probably went down to being worth $24.
Okay, listen, we're getting back to it. So Peter uh-huh. Madsen. Uh-huh. People were celebrating this man, mm-hmm. and he had built a submarine, and that was a success. And then he built another submarine that could fit maybe four people, and that was a success. And then he built a larger one. Uh-huh. So the larger one, largest, I should say, was the Nautilus. Mm-hmm. So this young woman, Kim, was writing an article on Peter Madsen for Wired, and she had a going away party for herself and her boyfriend, but left the party when Peter texted her to see if she wanted to go out on a ride mm-hmm. in the submarine. Kim waved goodbye from the submarine, texted her boyfriend, "I'm still alive, by the way, but I'm going down now. I love you." He brought coffees and cookies, though.
Yeah.
And you see, you know, images of them mm-hmm. seeming very happy and quote unquote normal.
Uh-huh.
And then Kim's boyfriend started to worry later that night because she had not come back. And then he called.
She was only supposed to be gone a couple of hours.
Hours, yeah. He called the Coast Guard at 2:30 a.m. And then they began to search for the submarine.
The private submarine.
And then in this documentary at the Holman Naval Base, there's Lieutenant Commander
Go on.
I thought I said it right the other night when I was watching it, because I remember thinking, I'm going to have to say this. How do you say it?
I don't know, and I have to admit something right up front.
Yes, you can. I know what you're going to say.
What?
No, you'd say it.
What?
No, you say it.
Do you say it?
No.
No.
I know. I think you have more. You say it.
You say it. Cheryl, say it.
Dierborg.
You sound like a Star Wars character talking. Nietzsche Dierborg.
Well, the names in this documentary are not easy. There are letters that I don't even know what that.
I found it so fun to listen to all of these people talk because they sound like they're trying to not sound drunk. They're trying to like over enunciate and say words like this and make sure that when the policeman pulls them over, they, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But what were you going to say before?
No. Were you talking about Dite?
No.
Dite.
I don't think we were talking about the same thing.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say?
I fell asleep.
Oh, for balls sake.
Here's the problem. I've been traveling so much.
Oh my God, Tig, this is the one thing that you're supposed to do is watch a.
I know, but I'm trying to, you know, as we say in the biz, bank a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to record a bunch of both of my podcasts right now to go on a family vacation for a few weeks.
But then,
and so I'm tired. Listen, hear me out.
No.
I am flying around the country. I land somewhere. Oftentimes I have to drive 2 to 5 hours to get to where I'm going. And
we
then
all
I check
have jobs.
In.
Everybody has a job.
Some people don't. And then I check into my hotel. I take a shower. Yeah. I go do my show. I come back to the hotel. And then I'm so tired. And then I have to watch a movie.
Yes. That does not sound like torture, by the way. That sounds like a normal human being.
But I'm on a different time zone, and I don't even know it's...
So did you even watch this?
I did.
Are you saying by the time Dieter, how do you say it?
I don't know. I'm just saying I fell asleep, and then I had to stop it and then rewind it. Uh-huh. I had slept for 30 minutes. And then I had to watch it all again. Okay. I fell asleep again. And I had to rewind it. And it wasn't because the movie wasn't great or because the story wasn't compelling.
It's because
I was exhausted and I didn't know it was time savings time.
Okay. But Andite is, so she is a lieutenant commander and knows everything about submarines.
Well, yeah. I mean, she seemed she's very knowledgeable. No joke.
So they called her and they said, we need your help.
Yeah.
So then they started looking for the submarine. Peter Madsen radios that he's inside of Copenhagen and headed in. And he said that both he and Kim were safe. So the search was called off. Mm-hmm. So people went home.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the submarine was spotted in Copenhagen Harbor sinking.
Right.
And so Peter's seen jumping off the sub and is rescued. And Dite is instantly suspicious that a submarine doesn't just sink like that. And Dite suspects Peter could have saved it. So it was very odd because, once again, there's no way to know. But doesn't a submarine dive down? Or does it just sink like... Blah, blah, blah? It dives.
That's what they were saying is that...
It usually dives.
It dives down. I think when it's...
You close the hatch and it dives down.
Right. But I think that what I understood, which between oftentimes is wrong.
Yes.
But I thought that they were saying it looked like it didn't sink. It looked like it was diving down. Like he had purposefully sent it
was
down.
Sending it. Sinking
yeah, he
it.
Was sending it. He was sinking it. And that... When it dives down, I was under the impression, I must have been awake.
Oh, for that moment.
That's when you know that somebody
is
maneuvering the...
The vehicle?
The steering wheel.
Is it called a vehicle? We really learned a lot about submarines.
We have to take a break and we will be right back.
Okay.
To talk about submarines.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. If this is your first time listening to this podcast... We cannot apologize enough, as we do each episode, if you have tuned in hoping to hear intelligent conversation.
No, you won't.
No.
But we like having you.
Oh, we want to have you.
We really want to
have you. We are so happy you're here. But if you left, we would understand. But please don't go. Please don't go.
Okay, so Dite sees that the submarine is diving down.
Yeah.
And Peter jumps off of the top of the submarine to be saved by the raft. The people in a, look like a raft. I'm sure it's not a raft. I'm sure it's a...
Who cares what it was? Why do you need to correctly identify?
I'm trying to paint the picture for you. But I'm sure the Coast Guard doesn't show up in like a raft. They have a, there's a word.
The Coast Guard showed up in floaties. Swimmies
they just,
or
like,
whatever they're
called. Paddled up.
Yeah.
So Dite tells the police that they should arrest Peter because, by the way, where is Kim Wall?
Exactly. That's what this whole documentary is.
Yes.
Where is she?
Where is she? And people were asking him, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. And it was a very strange because it, oh, and then he told people that he had dropped her off earlier in that night.
Yeah.
But that wasn't true. And he was being evasive. And then the chief police, Matthias Sigfridsson from Sweden, decides
come again
to investigate.
Will you say that name again?
Matthias Sigfridsson. That one's not so bad. But anyway, Matthias.
I don't know if you nailed it.
Quickly determines that Peter's story about disembarking was a lie because the area where he claimed to have dropped her off was covered in CCTV cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something awful?
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time.
You know how long it took me to realize what CCTV was? I always thought it was a Canadian TV station.
Oh, I have something terrible to tell you.
Yeah?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what CCTV means?
No.
Okay, now I feel better about myself. It's closed circuit TV.
Okay.
So it's like security cameras.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you know that now?
I mean, it didn't move the dial in either direction. But I have to tell you,
yeah.
He's been coming up a lot for me lately, especially on podcasts. But there's this guy that I used to... we used to be close and we used to work together, but
oh.
We, he and I went to CVS
yeah.
kind of in the middle of the night. And,
are you saying CVS, like the drugstore, not CBS, the
CVS,
CVS, Victor,
CVS,
the yeah. drugstore. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, yeah.
I thought you said CBS for a second because we were talking about broadcast.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't go get my glasses at CBS.
Okay, you go to CVS in the middle of the night.
That's like an adult that's like, I'm going to go spend some time reading at the library. I have to go buy new glasses at CBS and then head over to the library. It's somebody that can't stop inserting the letter B into everything.
Into everything.
So he and I went to CVS. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's midnight.
Okay.
And they have those, you know, when you walk into mm-hmm. CVS, not CBS.
Yeah. They have the glass sliding doors.
CVS Studios. Yeah, they have the sliding glass doors. They had
CCTV.
A security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Fafa to let me walk up to the door. And I asked Fafa to stand off to the side and to jump out and grab me and pull me away. So anybody inside was watching
that
they would think that somebody got snatched.
Yeah. And did you do it?
Yeah.
And nobody came running?
No. No. But we had a very good cackle in that
moment. Doing some real nice theatrics.
Nobody ever followed up on that.
No, they don't. They didn't care.
No.
I hate to tell people what happened in this documentary.
I'm avoiding it.
We're avoiding it. I'm going to spill some very sad beans.
Mm-hmm. Disturbing.
Disturbing.
Sad.
So listen, if you don't want to hear a disturbing story, now is a good time to
vacuum.
Turn your vacuum on and up. So at some point, they did a search for the submarine. They found the mm-hmm. submarine. They lifted the submarine up, which mm-hmm. was... really, I thought is incredible to watch. They have a lot mm-hmm. of footage of all of this because there was so much coverage when it happened because the story was so outrageous. And they couldn't find any survivors in the submarine.
It reeked of blood.
It reeked of blood. And Peter isn't saying what happened to Kim. She has just disappeared.
He is saying, he started to say, and his story changed, what, 3 or 4 times?
Yeah. First, he said he dropped her off. And mm-hmm. then, after Dite looked at the submarine and said, I know that there's blood in here. I can smell it. This was an odd part in the documentary. And then she shows that she had lost like two or three fingers to prove, to show you that she knows what human blood smells like.
Well, I'm sure that was gushing. If you lose those fingers,
yeah,
you're going to smell blood.
So she recognized it and she knew something had happened. And she was like, this is something happened in here. And then she also found Kim's jacket on board and some of her stuff. And, okay, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
So at some point, a torso without any limbs or a head was found washed up on the shore.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hate to even say it. It's just the saddest story. So 12 days after Kim's disappearance, Peter changes his story. And he now says that there was an accident on the submarine where a heavy hatch had knocked Kim unconscious and had killed her, and he buried her at sea. But he doesn't explain how or why she was dismembered. And then,
I mean, it's like, what do you, it's like, why she was dismembered? There's no answer to, there will never be an answer to.
Because why? Yeah. It's unreasonable.
Yeah.
So there's not an answer. No. And so people were really started, I hate saying these words, but started searching for her head. Because some people were still believing Peter. Some people felt like, well, maybe.
It's so hard to imagine. And what you find out later is he had every intention. He had her in the submarine knowing he was going to do this. He had, it was premeditated. I mean, while I was watching it, I had the feeling of, this cannot, I kept hoping this was not true.
I know.
I kept hoping they were going to say they found her. Yeah. Or they found her or that something. But it was just like.
It just kept getting worse, honestly. It just kept getting worse.
It truly got worse and worse.
And this is a big body of water. And the search for her was extraordinary because, you know, it was just acres and acres of water. Which, by the way, I didn't know water could be measured in acres.
It could be measured in tablespoons.
There's a lot of tablespoons. Mm. And then they called in an oceanographer named Torben Vang.
That is a good name. And once again, very Star Wars.
And he...
bring me to Torben Vang.
Torben Vang. And he helped figure out the currents of the ocean and helped guide the search team. And they did find other parts of her body, and they could disprove Peter's
lies.
That's the right word. So the trial began in Copenhagen. You know who this reminded me of? He reminded me of Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. Did you think of that while you were watching?
Didn't they show a picture of Ted Bundy in this movie?
Oh, did they?
I think they did.
Because he was so looked quote unquote normal. And then when he would talk to people, he'd use a lot of scientific terms about the submarine to try to throw people off.
Distract.
And, and up until that moment in time, it sounds like he was, you know, a very loved and admired person in the community.
He was very like...
if people could see you shaking your shoulders. He was like, hey.
It's causing a shoulder shake over here.
Like a cock of the walk.
But yeah, just that kind of person that's like, oh, they're so fascinating. They can do anything. They're
like, you can't believe the things that's going on in my mind.
Yeah, he's a genius and he's, and it's like, he's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so this is also sad. But he had Googled how to dismember somebody before he went out on the submarine. So it's just beyond. Why I was thinking of Ted Bundy is because when you watched the stuff about Ted Bundy and you watched him in the courtroom, he was so smug and was sure that he was going to convince people that he didn't do it. And the same with this guy. He just was so sure that at some point he was telling the people in the courtroom that he needed to get back to his cats. And he told gave the names of his three cats. I mean, that's a crazy person.
Yeah.
You're talking about something extraordinarily... made me mad.
I guess I also don't understand somebody like that who is supposedly so brilliant. And this is just in terms of covering up. How do you Google in 2017? How do you Google how to commit this horrendous, repulsive crime and not know that somebody's going to see that?
Right. Well, clearly. Well, by the way, how do you come up from a submarine by yourself and think that nobody's going to ask where the woman was?
Listen, a lot of weird off behavior with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's like it's when you try and project any sort of normal thought onto somebody that's acting insane. It doesn't add up.
No, because we want to assign a reason for it, right? Mm. We want to think of, well, why would somebody do that? But something like this is just, there's no reason why. There's something really off.
He's off.
And then they found out, too, that there are other unsolved murders in Denmark that may be tied to Peter. And another reason why I thought of Ted Bundy is because he did go to jail, mm-hmm. and at some point he escaped.
Yeah.
And they have footage of him running out of the prison.
Wait a minute. Ted Bundy.
No. Well, Ted Bundy escaped, yes.
Yeah, was also, Ted Bundy escaped.
But so did, you were probably sleeping. But so did
slept
Peter.
In this part.
Peter escaped for one moment and then was just surrounded by... snipers and the police and... Oh, and he said that he had a bomb strapped to his chest.
Okay, so let's say...
Yeah.
You have a bomb strapped to your chest.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, get away from me?
Right, right.
It's not like law enforcement is going to be like, oh, he has a bomb strapped to his chest. Let's...
We don't want anything to happen to that guy.
Yeah, or let's get out of here.
Oh, right. They're going to be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah. We got to go. So let's just leave him be. And then what, he's going to be off and running?
Yeah.
This guy is so insane in every direction. Yeah, like they go back to the police headquarters and they're like, where is he?
To regroup.
And they're like, well, he said he had a bomb strapped to his chest, so we took off.
So we called it.
You know?
We did not want to get involved in that.
Yeah, we're going to have to look another day or, you know, but we did not want to take any chances.
Yeah. So, I mean, and, you know, going back to this young journalist, Kim Wall, who was killed, which is this just so sad. Her family started a Kim Wall Memorial Fund to support female journalists.
It was very painful watching her mother walk away from the podium. I don't know how people get through this kind of thing. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
And watching her dad keep his hand on her mom's back as they walk off and just like...
I know.
I just thinking of the level of pain I would be in, but then seeing my spouse experiencing that level of pain, I just... Please stop.
Yeah. No.
Please.
It was too much. It was too much. Mm-hmm. This was a really dark story.
Yeah.
Very well done. And like I said, there was a lot of footage from all the coverage when it happened, but you know, certainly sending our condolences to the Wall family, because that's beyond painful. Can't imagine.
But it was well done. I mean, this filmmaker is really so prolific, and
I know,
and like hits the mark repeatedly.
Yeah,
knows where the story is.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, are you ready for final thoughts? But we have something fun that's about to happen in a second. So hang in there.
Do I know about it?
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. But are you ready for our final thoughts?
Yeah.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I didn't cry. But
it was just sad.
It's devastating. You're just like, it really feels, it's just too much.
It was too much. Well, I did find somebody attractive.
Oh, okay. Who?
The oceanographer. What's his name? The
oceanographer.
Ooh, he has a cute name. Torben Vang.
Oh, okay. The gray-haired guy?
Yeah.
I think I would go more towards the author. The guy that was writing the book about...
Oh, right. We didn't even mention him.
Thomas.
Oh, Thomas. Yeah, so there was a guy...
And you know who reminded me of the author's name? Thomas. Our producer.
That's why Thomas, he remembered.
He was quick to write that Thomas? In the comment.
Every Thomas
yeah.
is a good looking. Yeah, he was sweet. He was good. No, so there was a guy named Thomas who we didn't just talk about, but he had written.
I just liked his vibe.
It was a good vibe.
Yeah, Thomas, he had a really good vibe.
Jersing.
Or however it's pronounced.
I mean, D-J-U-R-S-I-N-G. How do you pronounce DJ?
I don't.
Okay. Like I said, we're about to do something very fun.
What is it?
Well, you'll see. Okay. That's all
but
for
Cheryl, what is it?
Next week, we're going to talk about the Barkley Marathons, the race that eats its young, which you can watch for free on YouTube.
I rented that movie.
Oh, shoot. Let's do some quick fan mail. But Thomas, will you, you have our little surprise standing by?
Oh, what is it?
What are their names? What's the name of the...
Oh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah. So, Chig, there's a listener named Whitney who recorded a little song for us that's so great. She calls herself the Me Sisters. Okay, hit it, Thomas.
What do the snack balls say? Hey, girl, hey. Crackadocious alert is coming your way. Hey, girl, hey. There's no way to know how far this will go. You bet your sweetest. There's no way to know how far this gonna go. You bet your sweetest. Who will be here for the ride?
Oh my God, how great is that?
So
that is
incredible. Oh, Scram Clown at the end.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That was so great.
If I would have known that day when I lived in Venice, California, and that cuckoo bird came up to my yard sale and wouldn't leave and yelling, "Scram, clown!" If I would have known the way it would have taken off in my life and career.
You couldn't have known. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Okay. This is by Siobhan. Hey, Siobhan. Hey.
Hey, Siobhan, hey.
Hey, Tig and Cheryl. Hey, I'm writing after hearing fellow listener Chris V wants to rename his cat Snurkbull. My dog is named Snurkbull. Oh, no. My dog is named
Cheryl.
Snorkel. Oh, God. My dog is named Snorkel, and when I was listening to the episode of True Story when Snorkel first rode in, I was driving my car with her in the back. She no, I can't. She reacted the first time you said Snorkel with a series of yaps. You both then proceeded to say Snorkel so many times that she absolutely lost her damn mind as I was driving. All I could do was crack up laughing. I'm not sure she knew what was happening, but I can say with certainty she did not like it.
Well, I can tell you right now, she didn't know what was happening.
No.
There's no way to know, especially if you're a dog.
Yeah. Snorkel is not a Snorkel. As great a pet name as Snorkel is, I would advise Chris V to consider the possible downsides. though maybe his cat would be less troubled than my dog, who is Satan in the guise of a very cute teddy bear. Love the pod.
Well, thanks for writing in. And oh, it wait. Really...
Another listener who does not... Sorry, this is her the send-off. Another listener who does not watch the documentaries and is really none the wiser as to their content. Siobhan.
I have to say, Cheryl, we have so many snark bulls that come to my stand-up shows.
Aww.
I mean, they are crawling all over the place.
I think the snark bulls are crawling.
I mean, truly. And I have to say, I never thought about it, but it is a good pet name, snark bull.
Snark bull.
Come here, snark bull.
It's got a ring to it. Okay, that is it. You guys, our live show is March 23rd at 6 p.m. Pacific, and you can
get tickets. Day before my 51st birthday.
Oh, yeah, and your hair is growing out a little.
It is getting a little longer.
It's March 23rd. You can get your tickets at loopedlive.com or by visiting our social media.
And also, get your tickets for the Hello Again tour. I'm coming to Honolulu, Denver, Salt Lake City, Houston, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz. I'll be in Los Angeles at the Ace Theater for my album release party on May 14th. Get your tickets now to that show. That's going to be a big bash. I'll also be in Birmingham, Nashville, Ithaca, Amherst, Massachusetts, Ottawa, Toronto. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. But come on out and say hello to my face. Also, check out Star Trek. And Cheryl, do you have anything? I also have another podcast. Oh, it's called Don't Ask Tig.
Okay.
It's an advice podcast with a new celebrity guest every week. And Cheryl is on one episode, but that one was terrible. No, it was one of the best.
No, they know my stuff. I don't have to tell them to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO or HBO Max. All right, Tig.
Should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at TigandCherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.